assessment of the county budget and promptly investigate any differences. We stated we would address the recommendation 2014 when updates to existing management software is installed. The software has been purchased. The county commission for the first time will have access to that software. We'll be able to review and do many of the things that the state auditor has requested be done. But the treasurer has answered that the computer error has been corrected. Beginning balances are checked during each month end, balancing to ensure that they have not changed. On 15.3, which is further over in this sheet, her answer is, when I became treasurer in January 2013, I began printing the credit card statement for the transfer station each month. I compare each credit card transaction to each credit card ACH deposit on my bank statement. This check and balance system will allow me to see any debit and or credit transactions the credit card company performs to our account. If I find a discrepancy between the two, I will address it with the credit card company immediately. 15.4. The County Commission has approved the purchase of a new billing system in the 2015 budget for the transfer station accounts. This system will provide my office a better reporting system to ensure monthly reconciliations, billing, and delinquent account reports. So those are her answers to the questions that were within this document. And our thinking by bringing this back up was, if any of you have any statements that you wish us to incorporate onto the website, but that's what we're here to discuss.
I had a statement that I reported to the auditors. I could, you know, I could let you, it's what I addressed to them, if you want me to send that to you.
Is that what appeared in the report then as well? Your responses?
Well, no, I think I have more responses.
Where's the, what number are we on?
I'm number 11-1. Let me see, look at it, because, no, this was just saying, oh, well. This was their recommendation, so
yes.
This isn't my response. I don't know.
I would be glad to go through my responses if you want to go through
yours.
I want to say, I was reading. And the other that you addressed was the Mass 90 system on the treasury that has been installed in different locations. You did mention the different locations, but there's at least three more locations where Mass 90 will be available, maybe more. But the three are to have that procedure reviewed so that it's a checks and balances type situation that they go through constantly with their segregation of duties and all that kind of thing. So just wanted to make that statement that it's cost the county some money, but we have approached that and taken.
The other part is that there actually is some sort of a module that will allow you to adjust the
interrupt you, but I just had.
Yeah. On the sheriff's side of it, starts at 8.0 on our evidence and seized property. They talk about the different accounts and the monies that we had in there, and we did have some funds that needed to be returned to folks and sent to the state. That has all been done. There were several funds in there that they said there was no disposition or had been dismissed by the courts. However, those funds are still being held on federal seizures, not by the circuit courts. So they didn't check into that part of it, but there are several of those that are being held by federal seizures. We did send letters to everybody that had any funds in there that could be released. Letters that were returned, not picked up by the person, those funds were all turned over to the treasurer to be deposited into the unclaimed funds by the state. So those have all been taken care of, and all funds are accounted for. Come the first of the year, we will be changing to the ITI system and our records management. At that time, we will do a complete audit of all evidence, because we will be changing each piece by piece over into the new system. So we will be going through our entire evidence then, which I explained to the auditors at that time, but so that we will have a more accurate and better record management system in our evidence system. The sheriff's controls and procedures under 9.1, they've got the segregation of duties, saying that we don't have appropriate segregation of duties. I just want to say one thing to that. It was set up and was being run exactly as the state auditor's office recommended us to in 02. But now, since those two positions that were doing the reconciliations of accounts and everything are not in separate offices, when we moved to the new building, they was put into one office, big office space. That was not acceptable. So now there has to be an additional supervisor. So the chief deputy has been taking over the supervisory on all the accounts, doing the supervisory reconciliations with the different clerks that we have. Receiving and depositing under 9.2, talking about the pre-numbered receipts and deposits. We implemented that in May of 2013 to make sure everything was pre-numbered. And there was a problem that they noted about the numerical sequence of transactions in the computer system. We have no control over those sequences in this computer system. However, with the new ITI records management, that will be corrected in there. We will be able to control the sequences of deposits and everything. Like I said, that'll be going into effect January 1st. Pre-numbered bond receipts have been implemented in the jail for all cash bonds. And those had always been a number of them sent down by the court that we have had those printed up as pre-numbered, and now we also have the receipts that match those on the numbering systems. The cash bonds being picked up by the clerk out of the jail, they said that those were not being deposited daily on a timely manner. The cash bonds and the other funds in that box, these funds are all dropped into a locked drop box, and this was explained to them, and they accepted that that would be all right. But they are dropped into a locked drop box. There's only one person that has a key to that drop box, and that person is not there every day, 7 days a week, so that's why they don't have a daily deposit. But on the days that that person is there and takes the money from the drop boxes, they are immediately deposited. So the auditor's office said that was fine on that one.
That's in your up in your department where the lockbox is?
It's actually down in the jail.
In the jail.
Whenever you take the cash bonds down in the jail and take the prisoner, at that point we took the prisoner's property and money and put it in there. That's what we've already changed all that to. Also there was... the auditor was wanting us to deposit the money orders and cashier's checks for other courts into our account. We cannot do that. It's not legal for us to deposit those into our account. They have to be mailed. So now we indicate on the slips the dates that they are mailed to the other court's systems, because they are actually made out to another court system, not to us. 10.1. We've already kind of went over the segregation of duties that the chief deputy is going to be doing the supervisory reconciliations on the bank statements. These are considering the bank accounts in the jail also. They did have the problem, and I agree with it. We did have two people in the jail. They were married, and they didn't like having that working situation, which I agreed with. That one of the people now has been moved into our out of the jail setting up into the extradition office, and is still doing some of the jail procedures and everything, but is also doing it being a secretary for the extradition office, which all goes hand in hand and taking care of all the days for us being reimbursed and all that stuff with the state. So that actually, that recommendation by them has worked out to be a very big plus for us. It's really been a good move forward on that. Inmate deposits and refunds. The auditor's office wanted us to have, there's six steps in taking an inmate's money. You have to, take the inmate's money, you have to count it, you have to make a receipt for it, has to be deposited into their account, then the return process is also. They wanted us to have a different person for each step to do that. We was going to have four people on in booking just to take the person's money. It wasn't feasible. You just can't do that. But I got to checking into it. There is a kiosk machine that some of the agencies are using, and we now have one of those machines in our booking area. That machine, the inmate puts his own money into that machine. It automatically goes into the account, is deposited, gives them a receipt back, and everything, all done by the machine, so we don't have to have anybody to handle it. The only time we have to have anyone handle that their funds is whenever we give them their credit card back with their remaining balances on it when they're released. So we have implemented the kiosk machine in there, and it's working very well to take five of the six positions out. So that's all taken care of. And then, again, on the bank reconciliations, the list of liabilities and accounts are performed. We compare the liabilities to the cash balances available. And then any differences are investigated or resolved with no money missing. So we're up to date on the inmate telephone card procedures under 10.4. We have implemented a form to account for the tracking and inventory of the telephone cards, which these are cards that are sent from our inmate phone service vendor to the jail, and then they are sold to the inmates. They have a certain amount of time on them. The inmates can buy those cards and use them in the phone system, and it's all done through the commissary, which is now all automated through the computer system. The commissary is all hooked into. So we should be up to date and in compliance with everything that recommended on us.
What you've got in writing, is that something that we can add to this?
Yep.
And then it'd be okay.
Yep.
Good. Can I get a copy from you?
You bet.
Don't have to do it right now.
Yeah, I'll get a copy too.
Thank you very much. You guys have questions, Brandon, Dan?
I might go ahead and address, I guess, since we're doing, and then I'll get you in writing whatever I had. But on public administrator controls, receiving and depositing, they were concerned. We had some payments that come in, and there was some concern about that. We have taken care of that. I put on my calendar so that it actually pops up to me when I've got two young men that get payroll, and it pops up and lets me know that it's due, and so then I can check and make sure, because what it does is those things are automatically deposited into their banking account. And so that's how we missed the one that they were talking about. And then holding the checks, I had some checks that I was holding when they came. One of them was a $72,000 check that I had received that like 2 weeks before for a sale of property. They were concerned also about the checks that I was holding that I hadn't endorsed them. So that now all the checks as they come in, I endorse them with the state or whatever name that goes on there, and they are deposited that day that they come in. So there's no checks in my drawer. The social services, we've discussed with social services what we need to do, and they are notified when there's extra money. We get a reinvestigation with Family Services, and they can check our online our accounts, or when we turn in what we have and the auditors didn't quite understand, and I don't think they still do, but with when we give them bank statements for reinvestigation, we've written checks out, and so the bank statement will show an amount, and so when you do the process of balancing the bank statement to our accounts, it has to, I know it's reconciliation if everybody does their bank statements. On the back, you have to put down the checks that are still not in. And they didn't understand that some of the checks are not in when we have to send copies of that bank statement. We also send the reconciliation saying, you know, that that's not really the balance of their account. And we can't control when the facilities run that check through. I mean, we can't, there's no control that we can do that because we don't send them cash, we send them checks. So, but social services understands that. And then, as I said, the monies are, the checks are deposited. As they come in, I endorse them and they're taken to the bank every day. So, and the mileage reimbursement, they were concerned, I think, and maybe everyone was, that I put down just that I go to certain places and didn't have addresses. And so now I do. I put down the exact address of where I've been from one point to the other. If it's, you know, because when I travel to Kansas City or Springfield, I go to a lot of different addresses. For the facilities that the people are staying in. And so now I do put exactly what address I go to so that it adds up, hopefully. 11-3, we did speak to our programmer about the program. They were concerned that we could go in and change something, that we could delete a, which we have to sometimes, or void a check. And so they were concerned about that. We've talked to our programmer about changing numbers, and that's been implemented too. So everything has been addressed with their concerns.
I'm next on the list.
Just to interject a statement, the calls I've been getting over the course of the last two or three weeks as I'm winding down are, is no one complying with what the state auditor says? And I think we're hearing a lot of great comments where, in fact, we are making some great inroads. So that was the reason, was to update and let the public know what has been done or what's proposed to be done. I'm sorry, Jeff.
No, that's fine. That's a good segue, I think. The first note that the auditors made was that they wanted to see supervisory review and approval for all adjustments and reversals. And this really relates to the bad checks and restitution funds that we kept at our office, which I will say in the fall of 2013, Melanie Smith, the county treasurer, began to handle those, and we were closing out our accounts. She now issues those checks. In the past, what had happened is my office get the money deposited into the accounts and issue the checks out of our office. Now, with the help of Rick and Melanie, those are issued from the county checking accounts. Those checks are. We just issue cover letters with the balances and things like that. That's true. And so anyway, just as a side note, that had happened in the fall of 2013 that we were making that switch over. But a lot of these recommendations do relate to the handling of the accounts. The first one, like I said, was supervisory review and approval for adjustments and reversals. What this really means is that if there is an account that we can't collect on anymore for some reason, or somebody has sent a bad check that we entered into our system and then it turns out that we can't prosecute it for some reason, our clerk should bring that to me to review and see if we need to adjust that out to zero it out from maybe it was $100, now we're going to make it zero. And a lot of times, really since the audit was conducted, we've started documenting our supervisory review. It was a little frustrating, I think, for me initially to get this note or citation or see it in the audit because almost always there was supervisory review, but it wasn't documented. Out of an interest of time, I would be asked about it, review it, and say, yeah, let's do it, and it would get done. But now I initial and date on a piece of paper that that's been done. And so I feel like while that was really being done 95-98% of the time, it was being getting supervisory review, it wasn't documented, so we kind of took a ding on that. That's fine, now we document it. It just takes one more short step in the process to get that accomplished. The second recommendation was record all monies immediately upon receipt, store them in a secure location, and account for the numerical sequence of receipt numbers. We were using a computer software system to track our bad checks and restitution monies that allowed for changes in numerical sequencing manually, which that I will say that's a program that we have been transitioning out of into a program that we're already using for our case management software or system. So I don't think that's going to be an issue anymore. And once the audit was conducted, before the report came out, we had, at their recommendation, switched over to pre-numbered paper duplicate receipts so that we can account and not change out manually the receipt numbers. And we do store in a secured location the monies before they're delivered to Melanie Smith, our county treasurer. The third recommendation had to do with our bank reconciliations, and they had found a couple of discrepancies in the numbers, and those, with the help of Melanie Smith, again, have been balanced, and she now has control over those accounts, and we don't have active accounts now. I believe we're officially closed out on our active accounts. The fourth recommendation had to do with the fact that there were outstanding accounts receivables for restitution and bad checks that were old, that had not been closed out. And I think the gist of their recommendation was that we go back through, close out the old accounts, and show a more active and up-to-date balance on all of the open restitution and bad checks accounts. And I will say that some of the fact that we did have old accounts still shown as open when we were basically out of time to have those collected, or somebody had been sent to the Department of Corrections and we weren't able to collect that any longer, was because, for one, we had still had and still occasionally do have people that pay, even though their time is up and we're not actively seeking to collect it, some people will still pay that. And so to have that still open on our books, I thought was hopeful that sometime somebody might still make payments toward that. We're not doing that any longer. Secondly, I will say that it's the kind of a chore that, at least before the auditor's report, usually ended up on the bottom of the pile of priorities to do compared to some of the other tasks we have to do in our office on a day-to-day basis. And so having gotten the auditor's recommendations, monthly I go through a list of the accounts that we show open, try to evaluate if the case is still open and active versus if the case is one that we can't collect anymore, and we make those adjustments periodically. I think I'm up to five. Delinquent tax collections. This was, again, something that we did make the change, started making the change when the audit was initially conducted before the audit reports came out. The auditors were concerned that our office would get a payment due to the state for tax collection. And we don't do civil tax collections, but what we do is criminal tax collections on a case we file against somebody, a business or a person who is has a criminal tax obligation. We'll collect those funds and forward them to the Department of Revenue. And the forms that we send in with those payments are a duplicate or triplicate form that has lines for 10 or 15 or 20 received payments, and you log them all on there and put total at the bottom, and I sign off on it, and our office manager or somebody signs off on it, we send it to the Department of Revenue. And if our office received a payment from somebody who owed on a criminal tax obligation, it would sometimes be held in anticipation of getting one or two or three more other payments that we were expecting in our office. So rather than being sent, in the auditor's opinion, promptly to the Department of Revenue, it would be held until we could get a couple more of those checks to log on the form and send it together. We're not doing that anymore. And like I said, we stopped when the audit was conducted before the results of the audit came out in the summer. So I feel like we've made that adjustment. And I understand the reasons for that. They don't want money to get lost or misappropriated. Certainly, we do only take money orders. Sometimes law firm checks, never cash. So I wasn't terribly concerned about it, but I understand the reason the auditors had concerns about it, and we made the change. 12.6, computer system controls. This had to do, again, with receipts primarily. We now use the old school, I'll call it, duplicate or triplicate paper receipts that are pre-numbered so that there's no risk that somebody can change the numbering of the receipts on the computer system. In addition, we've phased out of that system and into another system that we're already using for our case management. Seized cash. This was 12.7 on the recommendations. It was noted by the auditors, and rightly so, that in our evidence room, where we will hold evidence that is something that's coming up for a trial, where the officers have brought it over, and we've logged it into where we have possession of it and put it in our secured evidence room, or in the case of what the auditors found, there was a forfeiture action, a civil forfeiture action, where the police had seized X amount of dollars, and we were seeking to forfeit it because it was obtained through criminal means. We had a civil action filed to forfeit that. What had happened is we had gotten a judgment for that forfeiture of that money and had not followed through and taken that with the judgment to the treasurer, and it had been sitting in our secured evidence room without being transferred over. And fortunately, they found that, of course, all the money was accounted for, which was what we would expect. It was transferred to the treasurer so it could be forfeited to the state. What we do now is I've got one of our assistant prosecutors who's tasked with monthly inventorying our evidence room with our investigator so that they both are able to sign off on what's present in there, what changes there have been in the last 30 days to what's in there and what's not in there any longer. In addition, that same assistant prosecutor also is tasked with tracking our civil forfeiture actions, which are those actions that we file with the circuit court to try to seize funds or materials that are obtained by criminals through criminal activity. And now I feel like we've already noticed a difference where monthly we're better aware of what civil actions are pending, what we have judgments on already, what we still are seeking judgments on, and where that evidence is located, whether it be with us or the sheriff or Branson Police Department, what have you. So I feel like that's been a positive that certainly came out of the audit, in that we have a system in place to regularly monitor those things, and that's been an improvement. And I'm thankful to the auditors for that recommendation, because I feel more comfortable knowing what's going on now. And again, that was something that was easy to push to the bottom of the pile when on a day-to-day basis you're dealing with other things that seem more like emergencies than dealing with the paperwork that is associated with the auditor recommendations. But those haven't been done. I feel like we do not have anything, I think, outstanding on that list that has yet to be addressed.
Excellent. You'll help me get that onto the website as well.
I kind of drafted some stuff up, but I made marks on it. I may want to clean it up for you before you.
Okay.
Thanks. Up there. Thank you.
Nothing? Yes?
As long as there's no responses on those from you guys, I assume that that was what you wanted. I don't know.
Where are we? There's
the county airport. It adequately segregated county duties. It's impossible. Mm-hmm. I think we've done it already. I think I told you guys one of the problems they had there was their receiving system. They get cash receipts. Jeff said they were able to do it for cash receipts, but they did not get a cash receipt for a credit card. He said that the credit card receipt has to be printed. In fact, the credit card probably is more secure than the cash. Well, it's obviously more secure than cash. We actually get that directly from the credit card vendor. I get a copy of that. No one gets a copy of that. And we check those on a monthly basis. So I think that's all taken care of. I don't know if you'll write something up there or different one, but that's all taken care of.
So what I left on those, if you're looking at 14 for the airport, was the comments did come from the county, not left the space for comments from you. So whatever.
If you want me to come up with something like that, I don't know if there's anything that needs to happen other than what I can write up what I just said, but you prefer. So, in fact, I think I may have written it up, but I thought I said please, I'm not. Going on down to the lease contracts. That I heard you approve one of those this morning. I don't know what else they want us to do besides have you approve. I don't see if there's anything that needs to happen there. So I'd say we are in compliance.
I agree with that.
The fuel reconciliation, Mark keeps a fuel reconciliation over there, and it's fuel is one of those things that I'm not sure that the state auditors understand that all. Maybe they did, but if we order a tanker full of gas and it's going to be a different one when it gets here in the wintertime than it would be in the summertime, and substantially different sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we had good fuel reconciliation there, so I'd say we're in compliance there. I said it before, I just don't see anything that there's a problem with it. At the transfer station, with one individual out there, there's not any way we can segregate any more than what we have. But again, we do get a report from them monthly. I look at that report. Melanie looks at that report. We look at those. Melanie actually does a lot of their accounts receivable at her office. And so I can't see how we could be any more in compliance on that particular instance either. The receiving and depositing is done on a daily basis, other than if we receive credit cards from either here or the airport. Sometimes the airport especially, she does it on a monthly basis or semi-monthly basis when she sees it needs to happen.
I don't know that software is provided through Mass 90. It may be that she's
implemented.
Oh, is it?
Okay. I don't know. I'd have to ask Melanie, but I know she put it in her budget for that and talked about it. So we thought that was a good idea. And I think we actually moved it to the
transfer stations
budget.
Right.
And that makes sense. On the credit card reconciliation, I don't know what more they would want on the reconciliation. Again, those are supposed to be reconciled, and we have actually had a policy. policy manual where each department reconciles those. I'm sure you guys know that, but there's nothing that does that in the department. And from there, it comes to the accounts payable. Accounts payable, if there's no differences or whatever, then she goes in and processes that. I do think that we could look at the number of credit cards that we have and maybe write a better policy about who should and shouldn't get a credit card. A lot of times I see credit cards that are used very, very little, and that tells me they probably really aren't necessary and not to be. So I think that could be an improvement that we might look at there.
Who brings that forward to the, is it the county commission takes care of that, or do you take care of that? But because I think there's too many credit cards myself. And I also think that where we had dual access to cards that are available for fuel or other purposes, that at least one of those cards needs to be disposed of. The numbers, that was a concern of theirs. I mean, one of the major ones they talked on, so I think if we would show that, well, that would be...
Then policy, I believe, is set by you guys. I can make recommendations, and if you want me to write something, you know I'm going to be able to do that, but I believe it would be something you guys would have to vote on to have policy. I think Joanna, being the most familiar one with that, because she deals with it in the accounts payable for the things that she probably is just basically doing. She might be a little more strict than what you guys would even prefer if you would allow her to do that, but she would probably be more willing to help provide that. I don't know where that duty should really fall.
I was here when they were approved, and they were approved for a purpose, but then the end result of what they were approved for, and as you said, the use is different than what we had initially thought.
Somewhat, I think. I think for the most part, they're used exactly where we intended for them to. I think there's several out there that they got a card because they became county important. And so I believe that, yes, you can include that part of your policy. Well, if they need a card, how many people purchase stuff in your office? Only one, probably. And I would guess that most of our departments are that way. Jimmy's a lot different because every one of his guys out on the road need a car. But now we have relatively small limits set on those, and they use the right cards now for their gas. Some of them still carry another one in case the right card's not working. Our credit cards work pretty good for us, and through my business with other counties, we probably have fewer than a lot of other counties. But I still would agree with you that we could have a policy, I would say that it might make us more efficient if not every county employee that has one had one. They take a credit card, they might be less likely to stop what they're doing and pick something up at the store that they need for this job. They might send the person that really would be the one who should be making the purchase. Does that make sense?
Can I just say on that topic, I really don't have a dog in that fight, but I just wanted to comment that at one time I had actually, had Alicia, I think, turn in my card. I didn't, but I will tell you that I've come to appreciate using it. It's probably about 3 times a year that I actually use that card, and it's when I am at either Jefferson City at a training or at Osage Beach at trainings, and it's pretty much the same 3 times every year, and I appreciate having that where I can just... put the rooms on that and be done with it, and it's probably easier for me than remember to get a check from Melanie or whatever and bring it up. And I mean, it's just, I appreciate having that flexibility to do that. And I think that's pretty much all I use that on, but I appreciate the opportunity to be able to do that. It's easy.
If you look back to the time of prior to us having the credit cards, where we would give, if somebody was going to a training or something, we would give them $500 in cash for their motel rooms and their food and everything. They had to bring receipts back and then bring back the remaining cash. The credit card is so much better, you know.
And I think there's a lot of points for that. I personally don't have a credit card because, Jeff, I'll use my own and ask for reimbursement. It's the same paperwork either way, but there are some of our employees that prefer not to do that, and if they do, then we should be able to provide them with an opportunity to use the credit card.
I've never had a county credit card. Probably I don't need one because we have a commission that has one. So the fact that we can eliminate that process from our being the rooms being paid, I can see individually how those would be. But now we have also have that taken care of before the meeting. Sometimes we'll have everything.
Go try to book a hotel room that I had.
Right, I understand. Yeah. I understand that. But
see, we used to have a credit card, kind of a blanket credit card for the sheriff's office also, but then it was recommended that they not do that because it's much more accountable, mm-hmm. much more accountable if the person's name is on that credit card.
From an auditor standpoint, they want to see the name of the person, not the name of the
card. I know, but in there, somewhere I read in here where they thought we had too many credit cards out.
Hear my neck pop.
Anyway.
If we're talking about 15.3, that strictly has to do with deposits when people come as we verify. So we're getting way off of here.
No, I wasn't talking about 15.3. We're talking about credit cards, and that's what I was talking about, and it applies to all of us.
It looks like it would be a lot less work for Joanna, though, to have the credit card because of the statements, and you've got to have everything turned into her, but I can't imagine what she was having to do before.
Well, I can tell you what we used to do. We used to, if not me, because I pay out front and ask for reimbursement. But I can remember when the deputies went and we had tanks set up. You pumped your fuel and you had a beginning number, you had an ending number, and we tracked the usage of the fuel. And that's all changed, I know, because of what's more practical and the ease of where you can purchase fuel when you're out on the road. And I understand that, but those days are... We used to be criticized for that.
Oh,
well, you were 12 gallons off. Well, have you ever heard of evaporation? I mean, we had all those discussions with the auditor years ago. Any other comments? I agree. I think that it would be something still worthwhile for you to take a look at in the future for those individuals that have cards that are not using them. Those exist out there.
Well, I'm like, Jeff, I think I use mine twice a year.
Anything else, Ray?
Ron, who would I email my?
You send it to Shanna.
Okay. There. I'll try to get that done this afternoon when I get done with my depositions.
Brandon, Danny?
Well, I think from what we've heard, everybody's tried and succeeded in applying to what the state auditor had to say. Got a couple of county officials that are named here that aren't at the meeting today, but I'm sure they have some answers to the questions that they had. And we're going to, as understanding, we're going to post these, I'm not going to say attempts because most of them have been fulfilled, the recommendations of the attorneys.
But we can certainly update what we've got existing, and for those who have not answered that were directed to set up bookkeeping systems and reconciliations, you guys can still be open to receiving comments from them, I would suggest. We have counsel and an executive session waiting for us upstairs on a couple of issues that have to be addressed today.
Thank you all.
I appreciate it very much.
Participating in this. I appreciate it.
See you, Jeff. Merry Christmas, Carol.